What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about some interesting articles I've come across. And as I continue to explore ideas about the universe's origins, aliens, out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, one comes to this crossroads where you have to wonder where they all come into play. Are they all part of one moving river, or are they separate? Meaning that aliens and the universe are part of the physical galaxy, and then our near-death experiences are only part of, a different piece of living. So let's take a look at this article. Now, this is in Popular Mechanics. So the question that they pose, or the statement they pose, is, aliens created our universe in a lab, scientists suggest. So wouldn't it be interesting if at the end of life, at the end of all of this, and then we go into the tunnel of light and we see our family and our friends, that it's really just an image created by aliens, that it's really not our friends and family that are there, but it's aliens messing with our minds, making us believe that that's what we see at the end of life. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here. I'm not trying to say that at all. I'm just posing the question because that's what we do here. I personally would hope that individuals who've had near-death experiences see their family members. They hover above their bodies. They obtain information in ways in which we would never be able to do. You know, they're able to follow their doctors home who've operated on them, seen their living room, been able to describe it to them, been able to describe their own doctor's physical ailments that they witnessed while they were out of body. You know, information that just wouldn't be able to be obtained otherwise. If indeed aliens did create us and this universe or galaxy or whatever, and we're in control of the afterlife, then I'd have to pose the question that why would we be able to see above our body after our death? Why would we be able to go to these different places that we want to go to after death or in the near-death experience? For example, we can go visit the pyramids of Egypt. I've read near-death experiences where people have gone on these like little excursions during the time that they had died. They've met angels. They've met spiritual figures. They've met their family members. You know, and they all told these individuals that they had to go back, fulfill a mission. Now that could seem like it would be alien related, right? Like if the aliens wanted us to quote unquote fulfill a mission, they'd say, hey, you got to go back and fulfill your mission. But if it's similar to these stories where they state that they had to sign a contract before coming to Earth and fulfill a mission, well, then there's this timeline that we sign up for and the amount of years that it would take to achieve that. We sign up for that. And therefore, I apologize, doing this late. And therefore, you know, we signed up for like a certain amount of time, whether it's 10 years, whether it's 50, 60, 70 years, you know, and that's when we get to go. So in this article, this scientist in Popular Mechanics, A.V. Loeb, they call them the astronomy's resident bad boy, suggests that the universe may have been created in a laboratory. He introduces a new classification system for advanced civilizations, and the Harvard astronomer, so he's from Harvard, states that a higher class of civilization may have conjured up our universe in a laboratory far, far away. He states that since our universe is, or our universe has a flat geometry with a zero net energy, an advanced civilization could have developed a technology that created a baby universe out of nothing through quantum tunneling. I'm not 100% sure what quantum tunneling is, but I'm sure it's some sort of high technology. So this theory suggests that the idea that a higher power might be driving our fate and a secular concept of quantum gravity could exist in the same universe. But the theory primarily hinges off of advanced civilizations' ability to meld both quantum mechanics and gravity, and subsequently identify and recreate all of the universe's ingredients. Sounds like a lot of work, unless they were trying to harvest a bunch of energy, like souls would be. He introduces a new way of classifying exactly what makes a civilization advanced, and creates kind of like a mathematical equation for it. So he also talks about how a low-level technological civilization, such as Earth, would not be able to recreate our current conditions should the sun suddenly die. We'd be dead. Meanwhile, there have been reports from abductees that have stated that there are civilizations that can create suns, can create planets. However, a galaxy might be a totally different scenario. I don't know, it just depends on their bandwidth of capability, right? But it's not unheard of. The problem is where do you get the matter and the energy to create the planet? You'd have to, it would kind of like be a big biology experiment, basically, right? You'd have to be able to create enough mass, then create life, then create an atmosphere, and then be able to position it within the Goldilocks zone in between the sun and its position, right? So that it has enough heat, it has enough alternation in rotation to be able to sustain life. But this isn't the only article they talk about. Let's take a look at another one here. So Scientific American talks about whether or not our universe was created in a laboratory. So even Einstein, you know, looked into this as a total potential idea. They had MIT cosmologist Alan Guth stating that everything can happen, everything that can happen will happen. Sorry, an infinite number of times. So like the universe could have been created and blown apart an infinite number of times. It's kind of like Murphy's Law, like anything that can go wrong will go wrong type scenario. But it is interesting to look at because, it sounds like this like science fiction idea, but in all reality, we can create things here on the planet. You can create all kinds of things. Just think about taking a seed, planting it, and creating a 6-foot-tall corn stalk and a piece of corn that you can survive off of that will create hundreds of other seeds right on the stalk, right on the corn, right? It seems like a simple idea, but just think about it for a minute. you don't need to necessarily have all of the mass required to create a 6-foot stalk. All you need is a seed. Now imagine if an alien species just had a seed for a plant, but they knew how to grow it correctly and then place it correctly, or grow it right in the solar system. What if our solar system was created by an advanced civilization, and they started with maybe Mars, or maybe they started with Mercury, right? One of these planets is close to the sun. And with each growing or each progressive planet, you know, they tested different things out and continued. And I mean, there's huge planets in our solar system. Jupiter and Uranus are massive, massive planets. I mean, it's like unbelievable when you put them together to look at the mass that they have compared to Earth, or even to Mars, or even to Mercury. They're just massive, massive, massive planets. Now, there have been stories by alien abductees that have stated that there have been some aliens that live on planet Venus, some that live on Uranus. I have yet to come across any that actually live on Jupiter, but I have heard of a Jupiter commercial base where they do trade. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. But that's what's really interesting to me, is that there have been reports of alien bases that hover outside of Jupiter and in some of the asteroid belts. Also, we have the moon theory, right? The moon theory is that the moon was created, and it is an alien base, and it was brought here by two reptilian brothers back in the day. Now, this has kind of been confirmed by a lot of whistleblowers. Not only have they confirmed bases, like Carl Wolf seeing the bases on the back of the moon, there have also been reports that the moon within itself has multiple levels and layers, and it's just a technology base. This has been confirmed by different remote viewers who worked for the government, who were tasked with remote viewing the moon. When they were tasked with remote viewing the moon, they didn't know they were remote viewing the moon. They're simply tasked with remote viewing what's inside an envelope in another room. They have no idea what it is. And in that envelope is just a code, just letters and numbers. And on a totally separate sheet of paper, in an envelope in another room, holds the answers to those codes. And when they were asked to do these remote viewings, they found that there were different levels, there were different technologies, different species, different aliens, and that the entire thing, the entire moon, is an alien-based laboratory used for study, was brought here, totally fake, not real, okay, made of metal and other composites on the inside. On the outside, yeah, there's like a barrier, right? The dust that our astronomers had apparently done some Michael Jordan jumping around on, but also told to leave. If the moon was created, right, and been there for so long, is it outside of the realm of possibility to think that there is an alien species that could create many planets, many moons, and then maybe even potentially a solar system and a galaxy? It's not outside of the realm of possibility. And we have many planets that have many moons, right? Like Jupiter's got, like 4 moons? Uranus has got a bunch of moons. So it's not just Earth that's got these moons. I mean, it's like almost every planet's got moons, and more than just one. So that's what I find fascinating too. I just find, you know, our entire solar system fascinating anyway. But, yeah, I mean, you know, what do you think? Do you think that the universe could have been created by an alien species? If so, you know, what would it take? Would it be something as simple as planting a seed, like a corn seed, in this fertile space soil, growing it over a period of years, would it take a much higher technology to develop? Would it take how old of a species would we need to would they need to be to have this technology compared to us, right? Would they have to be 1,000 years more developed, 1,000,000 years more developed? It seems like such a task, right? But if you asked humans 200 years ago, 300 years ago, what would it take? How many years in the future would it take us to get to the moon, to fly to the moon? How many years do you think they would say? Thousands of years. That's impossible. That would never happen. It might not even be 1,000. It might be 1,000,000 years. And then we did it in 300, right? I mean, think about it. We had no combustion engine past 120 years ago. Think about that. Cars were a luxury in the 1920s. Now you can get one for a couple thousand. You know, I mean, the speed at which our technology is going is much faster than I think most people realize. And the capability of creating a planet, creating a moon, or even creating a solar system is not outside the realm of possibility. Are we there yet? Well, there's a lot of hidden technology that they haven't told us about. We don't know where we're at yet, honestly. They won't tell us. But could we be there? We could be there sooner than you think. Anyway, I'll leave you with that thought. I hope you enjoyed the idea. Hope you enjoyed some little nuggets to chew on as you go about your day. And that you're having a good rest of your morning, afternoon, night. Whenever you're listening to this, it's pretty late now. I apologize for the couple of yawns in there. I'm trying to stay awake, but I wanted to put out one for you guys to think about. And I appreciate you guys listening in. Hopefully you guys are taking care of yourself spiritually, physically, emotionally. Following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continuing to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.